All right, we're going to talk a little about the French and their perceptions of wokeness. We'll talk about mask mandates and lockdown, and if only they worked.
First, there's Geico. Would you love to save some money on your insurance? Of course you would. And who doesn't love a deal? When it comes to great rates on insurance for everything, Geico can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even your homeowners, condo, or renter's insurance. They are all covered with Geico. Save even more with special discounts when you bundle coverages together. Plus, they have an easy-to-use Geico mobile app and 24/7 roadside assistance, so it's easy to switch to Geico. It's a no-brainer. Switch today and see just how much you could save at geico.com. Go there and get a rate quote or contact a local agent.
Hey everyone, you might remember me from Teen Mom 2, but my 15 minutes is almost up. So I'm back with another podcast. I'm your barely famous host, Kale Lowry, and I'm catching up with people from my past, putting my exes on the hot seat, and chatting with TikTokers, influencers, and other reality stars. Get weird with me every Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podcast One, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on the show. He's not in town. Where are you, Drew?
I'm in New York City at the moment. Oh, actually, really? as you listen to this, I'm in Bermuda, of all things, which is nuts, right? I have to give a talk there midweek, so next show, and it's been put off for 2 years. I mean, it's one of the things that sort of happened. When the lockdown started happening, this was, for me, one of the last things that got canceled, and I thought, oh, it's on. It's just on now.
Yeah, I found myself laying in bed last night picturing the guy in the bay who's stand-up paddleboarding alone being arrested, or they ended up deputizing a bunch of, I don't know, lifeguards or whomever to patrol up and down PCH and sight anyone who stopped their car and got out to go to the beach. Mm-hmm. I'm also picturing the beach club by my condo that had all the police tape put around the swing set that was sitting in the middle of the sand. I took pictures of it. I've sent to you. Listen, everybody. You can hide behind this pretense of, hey, man, we didn't know. Well, then, and you know what? Then don't make policy. If your argument for all your failings is, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing, that's not an argument.
I agree. Completely agree. Or at least say, you know what? I learned. That was a mistake. Just at least call it what it is. A mistake. I learned something. I wouldn't do that again. At least reassure us. I don't know that they wouldn't do it again, Adam.
No. Well, here's why you wouldn't know they wouldn't do it again. Because they want to do it. See, that's the difference. Between doing, now knowing what they know. Yeah, knowing what they know if they didn't want to lock you down.
Right.
This is a factor that people aren't factoring in. Florida and California did exactly the same in terms of deaths. One was locked down, one was open. Okay, so now we know all we need to know. No, we don't. Not if you're Gavin Newsom, you don't.
They're so different, Adam. How can you say that?
Yeah, lots of people on the beach. Okay, so I do not have confidence in them doing the right thing because I don't think it's based on knowledge.
The only pushback
I don't think it ever was.
Well, I know you've said that and I have trouble accepting it because it's too draconian for me to believe, but I'm with you. The only pushback I would give is these now are the same people who are pointing at Shanghai authorities doing essentially the same thing we did. Maybe a little more sort of militaristic and weird, George Orwellian, but same exact policies. And they're like, oh my God, look at them. Look what they're doing. Same people that did it to us are pointing at Shanghai. I, That's the that's confusing to me.
Well, but hold on. I don't necessarily agree with that premise, because I've seen Fauci interviewed kind of going, well, China's doing what China's doing because they had a big outbreak and, you know, they don't have herd immunity. So, you know, let them handle it the way they handle it. The, oh my God, what's going on in China, or the, oh my God, what's going on in Canada, or the, oh my God, what's going on in Australia, or the, oh my God, what's going on in New Zealand. That's all coming from the right. The lion's share of the outrage. Okay, forget about China. Let's just say Australia.
Okay.
And their draconian lockdown rules. Yeah. I don't see anyone on MSNBC crying about that.
I suppose not.
That's a Fox talking point. or talk radio, AM talk radio.
You know what? Because I don't listen to, don't watch Fox and don't listen to AM talk radio, I see it on social media.
Well, social media, fine.
Yeah.
You don't see it on CNN.
That's true. I suppose that's true. And so your point is well taken then, which is the gearing up to do the same because we like it. They're just trying to protect their people.
Well, look, the data is in.
Yeah.
California made a mistake. Florida got it right. I don't see that as a talking point from anyone on the left.
Right. That's true. Well, that whole study was sort of blown up, and how dare they? A lot of ridiculous sort of, you can blow up any study you want, of course. But I think we have the sense.
Well, that was a study that factored in school and economics. Yeah. Which,
yes, it did.
Now, if you want to factor in school and economics, then Florida did much better than California, and California did much worse. But if you want to just go deaths, then you can just sort of meet in the middle, and they both did about the same.
Well, and this is the part that's mysterious to me. And I literally think to myself all the time, what am I missing? What is wrong with me? Because every shred of data I read says the same thing. The virus does what the virus does. Lockdowns only hurt, do not help. Maybe a little slowdown, maybe, but you for sure end up in the same place, except with lots more collateral damage. And masking doesn't work, except if you yourself want protection, you wear an N95 religiously, properly fitting, you can get some benefit. You can't protect anybody else.
Well, they just...
I've read the data. And still people go, hey, Omicron, it's going to be the end of the world. What am I missing? And by the way, Omicron has been a blessing. It's giving the immunity. I saw that nurse, John Campbell, that does these YouTube videos every day. And he was like, this is great news, everybody. This is awesome. Omicron, 85% in Africa. Perfect. That's what we need.
Yeah, they just extended the mask mandate on airplanes for no good reason.
Been flying. It's weird now when you go on. It's weird when you go to the airport, particularly. And by the way, a lot of people with it on their chin, and nobody's screwing with them. A lot of people, including me. I'm sorry to tell you.
Yeah.
And by the way, everybody with the cloth masks, because they're easier to wear. They aren't so uncomfortable. And we know for sure those don't work. For sure, there's no controversy about that. That's categorically true. They don't work.
We have there's a clip, Kalen. You can talk to Chris about Sonny Hostin from The View, like going nuts, on, you know, not wearing the mask on the plane. It's a whole bunch of crazy yentas that are pushing this thing. It is
very very quickly. I want to say something, and people then go, "What do surgeons wear the mask if they don't work?" The surgeons wear the mask so their saliva and their breath doesn't get into the surgical field, not so a virus doesn't escape or get them.
Right.
It is so they don't spit in the field, so they don't cough in the field. That's very different than preventing a virus from coming out or going in. So different. That by the way, viruses don't infect surgical fields. Bacteria infect surgical fields. Viruses infect respiratory tracts. They're adapted to that. So it's a totally different thing. So stop with the, why do surgeons wear masks then? Oh, okay, yeah, please, come on now.
I don't even listen to those people. All right, we'll be able to play this clip, I think.
Good times.
Yeah, it's the ladies from The View. Could they get one sane person on that show who may push back just a little bit, or do they just essentially do what Twitter does, which is just push out all the people who possibly disagree with them.
I think it's as siloed as anything else, right?
Yeah. All right, here we go.
I think when it comes to mask mandates, they're there because people just aren't great people. And that's just the bottom line. Americans just aren't great to each other. We just aren't. And so when it comes to things like flying, the mask mandate is supposed to be lifted April 18th. I don't want to get on a plane with super spreaders. I don't want to get on a plane with 214 other people that are going to be breathing on me with their COVID breath. I don't want it. Yeah. I don't want it. I want the mask. I want the mask.
So you wear it.
So she sounds like a 9-year-old. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it. So that's how fucking 7-year-olds speak, not adults.
Yeah.
Okay, bitch, you don't want it. Then take the fucking bus with their COVID breath. I mean, these people are out there. And by the way, they're affecting policy.
I know. And if they worked, I'd be all for it. Why would I be against it if it worked, if it really made a difference? Doesn't only not really make a difference, it makes no difference. You don't protect anyone else with a mask. And
she doesn't want it.
To really add to that, that's especially true on an airplane. That's actually been carefully studied, and it is especially true on an airplane.
Right. All right.
So, but there we go. Good time.
She doesn't want it, Drew.
Yeah, I know. She feels a certain way, man.
Feels
like we're bad.
The way it feels. Seems like the way it feels, man. Remember, Drew? Remember, you were like, we need more chick think in our society.
Yes. Adam?
Remember you 20 years ago? This would be a step toward the light.
No, it's amazing. What
if only more politicians thought like my mom, this would be an awesome utopia we'd be living in.
Well,
you wanted, brother. This is it. This is what you got. You got fucking Gavin Newsom, that guy does not have a cock and balls, and all the yentas from The View, and now we got policy. Enjoy it, Drew.
It's amazing. It's amazing that you even speak to me. I couldn't. It's not that I was so wrong. It's that the reality of it makes me so wrong. Let's put it that way.
Yes.
The idea was right. The actuality, wrong. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Well,
the
premise is always the retarded premise, which is if we could get women in power, then we could help women. All right. That does not work. If
that
we
was
could
not
get,
my premise.
No, but it's everyone's premise is if we had a black mayor for this city, then it would help the blacks.
Right, right.
Well, I don't know. Check the data. See how that works.
Yeah.
See if it actually does. I have not signed off on that wildly, by the way, racist or sexist policy of saying, let's get someone who looks like us in this position.
Yep.
Doesn't help. Look. Chicago has Lori Lightfoot, black, female, lesbian. Okay, what has she done for the black community? What's she done for the lesbian community? What's she done for the female community? I don't know, but I'm guessing nothing. Not really measurable. We're nuts, Drew. And I've been crowing about this for years with all this policy. All right, let me tell you about 1-800-FLOWERS. Let's see. Mom switched from trauma nurse to five-star chef to thousands of other titles all in one afternoon. That's the mom's job. So it's Mother's Day. That's coming up, and it's time you appreciate her. 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, $25 off 24 assorted roses. 1-800-Flowers sent us a bouquet. I unpacked it last night. Beautiful. I am telling you, you wouldn't think I was this kind of guy. I've come around. I love flowers around the house. I absolutely do. Beautiful vase there in the box as well. All the roses from 1-800-Flowers are picked at their peak, cared for every step of the way, and shipped for lasting beauty. $25 off 24 assorted roses. It's an amazing offer, but prices will be going up soon, so hurry before Wednesday today. That's right. Before today. Get those orders in. Right, Gary?
That's right. Don't put this off. Order today and deliver on time for mom from the official florist of Mother's Day, 1-800-Flowers.com. Get $25 off 24 assorted roses. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Click the radio icon and enter code ADS. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code ADS. Hurry. This offer ends Wednesday.
All right. So, Drew.
So we're nuts. Yes.
Yes. That's it.
Unfortunately,
well, it's not that we're nuts. It's a small percentage of people that are pushing retarded policies are, I wouldn't even say they're nuts. I'd say they're compromised. And then the rest of society is scared of being called something by going against those policies.
Well, so I can't remember if I had mentioned, well, you and I talk so damn much. I lose track of what I say to you here and what I say to you on the phone. Did I talk here about the French and their take on wokeism?
Yes, you've spoken about it multiple times.
Well, the main thing that just stays with me, two things stay with me. One is, I'm just going to repeat it if you've heard me say it, just to, because it's just, it bugs me. One is that the French think it is absolutely insane that Americans are preoccupied with post-structural French philosophers from 75 years ago, nearly 100 years ago, who have no relevance, who are completely sidelined 60 years ago. They find that bizarre. They found all of their ideas completely wrong, outdated, unuseful. And we've developed our sort of political philosophy based on that world. Look at the streets. What's going on in the streets is a great example of Michel Foucault and post-structuralism. That's all people dying on the streets because guess what? Mental illness doesn't exist. It's created by institutions.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It is. I don't know if you knew that, but your brain is not a thing. Brain's not a thing. Brains don't get sick. Every other organ gets sick. Brain doesn't get sick. Okay. That's number one. And number two, and this is the other thing that stays with me, is they look at it and they go, this doesn't do anything. It doesn't serve any function except dividing people. That's what it does. It doesn't help anybody. And just that pragmatic sort of interpretation is what bugs me. We need stuff that actually helps, what you were saying about who's in position of authority and things like that. We need people that things that work.
Yes.
But, you know, we've been involved with things that feel for a long time here. And people are waking up to it, though. I mean, you need look no farther than our friend Bill Maher, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a good sign that he's sort of looking at things and thinking about things pragmatically and saying, this is ridiculous. Let's consider this. Let's consider doing something different.
Yeah, the newest interesting, it's interesting how folks take terms, words, phrases, and like I said, and they sort of morph them around. I've always kind of talked to you about the control of the language and all that kind of stuff. Now, if you turn on some of these news outlets, what Elon Musk is trying to do with Twitter is anti-free speech. It's literally being called an attack on free speech.
What he's doing,
or he's attempting to do. That's an attack on free speech. We're there, man. We're an upside down land. That's how it works.
So the guys that goes in to provide a, I've heard them say it's an attack on democracy.
And I've started to hear free speech. Now.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. The free speech guy is anti-free speech. But you want to know why? Because they are morphing what free speech is.
Right.
Hey, rich people, you got to start paying your fair share.
Right.
It's a don't say gay bill that doesn't have the word gay in it. You know what I mean? Like we're going to take things and we're going to start moving them and morphing them. And then it'll be Michael Brown will be hands up, don't shoot. You know what I mean? Like he was, he was running from the cops with his hands up in the air. No, he wasn't. He was wrestling with a cop trying to get his gun away. But we've changed it.
Mm-hmm. And it's successfully. They've changed everything.
And you know what's interesting? I was thinking about you and our friend Scott Adams, right?
Yeah.
And he always was talking about that kind of labeling, right? You know, Crooked Hillary and Sleepy Joe and all that little what's his name and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Trump and Scott has spoken about this. Trump did this really smart thing, which is like you don't hear Hillary Clinton, you hear Crooked Hillary Clinton, right? Like, or many, many people do. So he started doing this labeling thing, and it worked. All right. That was a Trump thing. Now we got Putin's price hike. This is Putin's price hike, right? The inflation,
you know, Scott,
the inflation is Putin's price hike, which is, oh, I see the left has figured this out now.
Yeah.
And we got Don't Say Gay Bill and Putin's price hike. Yeah. It's like, oh, okay, so we're all doing it now.
Yeah. It's like we're all a bunch of salesmen.
You're right.
Like we're all one big commercial. It's like for what?
Think about how often you could put in a reel of Biden or Jen Psaki or whomever just saying Putin's price hike 200 times in the last week.
Well, what's interesting, Scott also says you use visual imagery. So that was, you know, crooked Hillary. So it's you get an image of crookedness. But he also says use rhyme and alliteration. So Putin's price.
Right.
Putin's price. That's as effective as an image. And hey, man, they're and or a slogan. Don't say that. Don't say gay. It's like I need you.
Right.
It's diabolical. And it almost feels like there's somebody behind it, like somebody's generating these things, doesn't it?
Well, it's interesting because you don't need
too many salespeople. You and I used to always talk about that. Remember
how much we hated salespeople?
Yes.
You don't really need a campaign or literature or messaging. All you need is crooked Hillary and Putin's price hike.
Well, you're right. But let's even take it back. You know, chicken in every pot. You know, old hickory, or you know, that goes all the way back in time. Honest Abe, right? Sort of has a nice alliteration to it, or consonants. Or something.
I think the difference is he was labeled Honest Abe, but he didn't label himself Honest Abe.
Well, I mean, Crooked Hillary didn't labor herself.
No, what I'm saying is Trump did it, obviously.
Yeah,
well,
I see.
I mean?
Putin's, the leaders didn't do it.
Putin's price hike, that came from Biden or, you know, the administration, whatever. Honest Abe didn't come from the Abraham Lincoln administration.
I'm guessing
it came from a newspaper or something.
But, well, back then, to your point, you know, something unseemly like that wouldn't come out of the mouth of the candidate.
Right.
In fact, as if I remember this correctly, presidential candidates around that time didn't campaign at all. They sent other people out to do it for them. They just sat back and let other people speak.
All right. Well, let me speak about 10,000. I've been wearing.
Oh, love this clothes. Love it.
7-inch interval shorts and versatile shirt. I mean, this stuff is so good. Yeah. Don't leave town
in Bermuda wearing them. I swear to God, perfect for there.
It features silver ion for odor protection, non-bounce phone pocket, breathable, lightweight shell fabric, optional liner to prevent chafing. Versatile shirt, by the way, is the perfect shirt for working out. Lightweight, breathable, durable. 200-plus athletes test their gear to ensure perfect design, fabric, trims, and fit. Free shipping and returns, and a lifetime guarantee as well. It is 10,000, right, Gary?
That's absolutely right. 10,000 is offering our listeners 15% off your purchase. Go to 10,000.cc and enter code ADS to receive 15% off your purchase. That is 10,000.cc and enter code ADS for 15% off your purchase.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, take some of your calls right after this. All right, let's talk to Rory. I'm just going to start at the top. 38 from Laverne. Rory?
That's right.
Yeah, man.
Hi, gentlemen. Second time caller, long time listener. Big fan of both of you guys.
Thank you.
My question specifically is for Drew. I was wondering if you had read Dr. Scott Atlas's book, A Plague on Our Houses, about his time in the White House. And kind of, there's a lot to unpack in it, but one of the main things that I found kind of interesting was that it was actually Dr. Birx who's the main architect of like the lockdowns. And on top of that, she apparently is such a pain in the ass that people were afraid to disagree with her even about something as substantive about like lockdowns and stuff like that, just to kind of get her out of the room. And so he found himself kind of being the only one brave enough to disagree with her, even if people were privately, like he had governors privately calling him going, okay, I don't want Dr. Birx coming to my state for the fifth time and telling me to wash my hands. And also kind of the almost stunning levels of incompetence and embarrassing kind of things that would happen at meetings. Like he showed up, he thought, okay, this is the big league. He's bringing latest research, stats, everything. And then like Dr. Birx would come in with like publicly available, you know, state dashboard data and these like embarrassing like correlational studies, like, oh, look, math worked because these two non-randomized data, you know, stuff like that. So I was wondering if you've got a chance to read number one, number two, what are your thoughts on Dr. Birx? Because I know you work with Fauci, our man Fauci, but I was wondering if you had any experience with Dr. Birx.
Thanks. Good question. I had not prior to all this. I had heard of her, but she certainly wasn't somebody on my radar that I listened to and watched and looked for direction from the way I did Fauci. But it is exactly what you're pointing at. That kind of thinking that I've seen a lot of, Adam, a lot in peers that I respect, and I'm just really confused about it. And I keep wondering, because it's people that I respect, and you know, again, remember, she went on the road and went to every state in the union telling them the dire consequence of not locking down. And I mean, she was adamant about her position. Is she adjusting now? Right, or does she have a thought about it? I mean, what does she think now, I wonder?
The premise now that can I say dickhead on this show?
Mm-hmm.
The premise all these dickheads have is that somehow, even though we followed the policies and, you know, the lockdowns were in effect, that somehow we didn't have them. It's only people listening to them, even though, you know, 49 states in the union, well, 38, Florida, South Dakota, listened to them. So that's kind of the narrative now, is that no one listened to them, even though the policies were literally in effect for a whole year.
I don't even know, honestly, Rory, if they need to do even a revisionist history nip-tuck take on anything anymore. I mean, I live in California. Does Gavin Newsom need to go back and sort of whitewash the past, you know, go, well, look, maybe it wasn't that effective, but here's why. Because it doesn't matter. It's just move on to the next lockdown. You know what I mean? Like, why even burn calories justifying the next one? It's sad that they don't even explain themselves and nobody asked them to explain themselves. They just
That's the part.
Well, you fucking think CNN is going to ask any of these dimwits to explain themselves when CNN was pushing the policy harder than they were? Because that would mean CNN would have to explain themselves.
And so the sort of general pushback, like when I tweet a lot of this data as it comes out showing that, you know, masking doesn't work and lockdowns didn't work. And I just say, look, if they'd worked, if this data that showed they really worked, I'm all for it, but it didn't work. And the interesting pushback I get is, well, what do you want us to do? Like, I want you to do things that don't hurt people and are reasonably effective. If you want to lock down for a minute while you decide what to do, fine. If you want to close schools for a minute, fine. What's that, Rory?
The instinct people have that we have to do something no matter the cost and even if it doesn't work, because the alternative is doing nothing, is one of the worst like impulses in human history. And
well, you listen, man, in real time
over,
by the way, you could
really destroyed my view of humanity.
Yeah, listen, you could do something. Everyone could lose 20 pounds.
Look, I have lots of experience with this.
20 pounds.
All right.
I have of experience with, we got to do something, because I trained doctors for many years. I was teaching. And the one thing they were not ever allowed to tell me is I had to do something. Don't ever tell me that. Do not ever fucking tell me that. You bet you have a reason you did something. You can show me the data as to why you did it. And if you were wrong, you sure as hell better have a backup plan. But it's about making those decisions and justifying those decisions in evidence. That's how things are done in medicine. This, we had to do something, is how you hurt people. Everybody worries about all the drug errors and the problems in hospitals hurting people. That's people doing something, as opposed to standing back and doing things that are right. And it's a lot different when you do things that are based in evidence. You just do something, you because it's not shown to be useful, you can only harm. That's when something isn't categorically useful, it is either neutral or harmful. Well, and in this case, it was clearly harmful.
Putting leeches on people, you know, 700 years ago was doing something.
Mm-hmm. Bloodletting. Yeah. Look, they killed George Washington that way. They let his blood until they bled him to death because they were so – it was freaking Benjamin Rush. We got to do something. It's the president, George Washington. And they killed him.
All right.
Good job.
You do Dr. something. Rush. Do your spot.
I'll do something. I'll do our friends at Blinds Galore. Huge sale starting this week. Everything up to 50% off. Great time to buy new blinds or shades. BlindsGalore.com believes you deserve high-quality custom blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Everything at Blinds Galore crates is 100% custom-made. Nothing made until you order it, and they make sure that order is what you want. Designer product without the designer price. Don't bother with the store. Do everything from home. Their expert team is, I mean, they are happy to help every step of the way. They want you happy. They're just there to be of service. Online, over the phone, Blinds Galore will even set you up with free samples, free shipping. I use the free samples. I don't know if you did. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the free expertise. Family-owned, family-run for over 20 years. We know these guys. You can rely on blindsgalore.com, right, Gary?
That's absolutely right. Whether you just need more privacy to sleep in or to fix up a room, Blinds Galore has just what you're looking for. Order 15 free samples today to get started on blindsgalore.com and let them know I sent you. That's blindsgalore.com.
All right. You can go to amcarolla.com. Coming up May 6th and 7th, Indianapolis, Indiana. That'll be Helium Comedy Club. And then we're going all over the place. So just go to adamcarolla.com for all the live shows. What do you got, Drew?
DrDrew.com for the family of pods and DrDrew.tv for the streaming show. Check it out.
So till next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Would you love to save some money on your insurance? Of course you would. And who doesn't love a deal? When it comes to great rates on insurance for everything, Geico can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even your homeowners, condo, or renter's insurance. They are all covered with Geico. Save even more with special discounts when you bundle coverages together. Plus, they have an easy-to-use Geico mobile app and 24/7 roadside assistance, so it's easy to switch to Geico. It's a no-brainer. Switch today and see just how much you could save at geico.com. Go there and get a rate quote or contact a local agent.
Stream the biggest movies and TV shows for free on Pluto TV. Watch movies like Titanic and G.I. Joe The Rise of Cobra, plus TV shows like CSI and Star Trek The Next Generation. Starting this month, check out the 24/7 Stargate channel exclusively on Pluto TV, plus hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and TV shows absolutely free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start watching today.